Have you been casting but coming up empty? Let me show you a way to make sure your nets are filled in this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill. Well, it is time to beat the heat. Man, it has been so hot around here. I mean, today is supposed to get up to 100 degrees, 115 heat index, and you know what? I have spent too many days, we have the past several days, out in the heat, weed eating, mowing, and working. It's time to go fishing. And what better place to go fishing than a nice, cool river right back here in the background? That's right. So we got our good friend Shannon down here. He's loading up his kayak. If you can't miss his kayak. See that kayak? You can find him anywhere on the water. Me and Hunter kind of camouflage in, but you can't miss Shannon out there. So we're going to go out here. We're going to do a little smallmouth fishing. You know, any day that you get to go fishing is a good day. Whether you catch a bunch or whether you don't, it's going to be okay. But we tend to catch quite a few smallmouth even when it's this hot. But one thing about it, I am going to be in the water more than I'm going to be in that kayak today, because when it gets hot out here like this, that river feels really nice. So anyway, got my pole. Shannon's going to get in there first. He's going to start catching fish before we do. Hunter's still back here getting ready, and all my stuff's sitting over here, and Shannon fixing to get in. We might can watch here real quick and see how graceful he is stepping on the log and trying to get in his kayak. Give it a whirl there, Shannon. See? He got the big fishing hat on. The sun is not going to get a hold to Shannon. Here he goes. We got a log right underneath the water down there. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at this. Look, he didn't even fall in. Man, I was hoping for a good blooper moment there. But he didn't have no blooper moment. So he's going to get out there and start fishing first, and I'm going to get out here and try to start fishing second. But, you know, we'll see who catches the most fish by the end of the day. So, come on, let's go fishing. Well, we pulled over here on the side, and Hunter here, I usually always use the old trusty, reliable crawdad tube, I call it. And that's just usually all I'll use. Shannon pulled over there on the other side. He's gonna wait out there. There's a really nice hole, holds a lot of fish right there, and he's gonna fish out there. But Hunter, he likes to use live bait. So the way he gets that is he cast net for it. So tell us about that cast net and how it works real quick, Hunter.
What you're wanting to look for, and you can see it right here. These are small fish, but see, show the camera. See them flashing? It's what they're called, flashing.
Oh, yeah, I can see the flash right there.
Just hold on 1 second. They'll do it again. See
it flashing? Yep, I do see that flash.
Those are a little bit too small for this cast net. See the net holes? We'll try, but the net holes are a little bit big for those fish. But what you're wanting to look for is something similar to that in a bigger fish. Around here we have creek chubs, Ozark darters. So that's some of the fish that I target. There's one swimming right here. We'll see if we can get him. But essentially, this cast net, it has a release up here. So when you're bringing it in, it all bunches up on itself. You'll see it kind of like this right here.
It'll gotcha.
Bunch up on itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when we want to throw it, this is a 5 foot radius cast net. So you kind of choke up on it a little bit.
Right.
Like this. Bring your fingers down here. Bring you up a piece of the net.
Okay.
Do your two fingers here. Go down to the bottom of the net. What we'll do is, let me see if I can see that darter.
Let's see. Right, I'm gonna back out here while you throw.
Just want to see if we can get him. We'll make a cast right out here in the middle. It seems to be a lot of fish. Reach back.
All right, and then when you're pulling that in, the weights gather.
Watch the weights.
Yeah, they gather it up and kind of pull the fish right
up to you. We got some.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we sure did. It was those little ones.
Well, you did catch some in there,
yeah,
didn't
there
you?
There he is right
okay.
there.
Okay. We got one.
Yeah, we got one. He was just big enough. And that is a creek chub. Oh, that's a darter, actually.
And then really what you're doing, Hunter, you're really just, you're targeting the fish that are that they already feed on in here.
It's a part of their natural diet.
Right, part of their natural diet. And so in this river, that would be crawfish, obviously. They eat a lot of crawdads and crawfish. And then they would eat a lot of these small forage fish, we'll call them. So the darters and what's the other ones?
Darters and the creek chubs.
Darters and the creek chubs. So Hunter likes to fish with that, which is not a bad idea, because really when you go fishing, any kind of normally live bait is a lot of times the best bait. So he does really good on using these, and so he just brings his cast net out here and throws in there and tries to pull in as many fish as he can. But sometimes, you know, it's a little difficult because he'll look for them right out here in these shallows, and usually it's around the swift water. So like at the end of a fall where the water is kind of coming down and maybe circling back around towards the bank, that's where he'll kind of, where those fish kind of congregate at the end of a fall and or at the end of the swift water, and that's where he'll kind of target his throw net. And a lot of times, like he was showing earlier, you can see them. Yeah, there's one chasing one over there. But you can kind of see them flashing in the water. And so that's where he'll throw the net. So it may take several times to catch. You know, sometimes you throw the net out and you don't catch anything for a few times. But then sometimes you throw out there and you can kind of get a good little number of them. And then he's got a little live box that he carries in the kayak. So let's watch him throw out again. We've got actually a smallmouth chasing some over there, and there's actually a school of fish coming this way. So let's let him get ready. He's gonna throw out again. Well, that was a good cast.
Hopefully it doesn't get hung on a rock. You gotta watch for big rocks, and we got hung up on a rock. Let me see if I can get it.
So every now and then you throw out there and you got to watch for those big rocks, like he was saying, because if it gets hung on a rock, then it won't pull back in because it gathers up those weights as you go.
Yeah, we lost.
Oh, we caught one.
We got a brim.
We got a little brim in there. I see that rascal.
And that's another fish that the smallmouth target are these brim.
Yeah, so there he is.
Yep, there he is right there. We can actually use him.
All right. Very good.
Thankfully, the state of Arkansas allows us to use these. And so that's another fish that the smallmouth naturally eat out here. So we'll put them in our little...
Put him in your little bait box there. When you're in the swifter water like this right here, of course, when that cast net hits the water, it's going to drift down just a touch. So you want to throw it up ahead just a little bit, aim a little bit ahead. So. So, we do got a few. I thought, hey, that was me. Yeah, I told you I saw them. Oh, look at that. You got a net full. Man, that is a net full of them right there. Man, that's all right. Look at there. Hey, old dad had to show you where to cast.
That's right.
Look at that. Oh, look at all of them. You got a brim.
Two brim.
You got two brim.
Now, here's the creek chubs. They're a little bit bigger, obviously.
You got the creek chubs. Yeah. All right.
Start.
Oh, you got a whole, there's some more brim. There's some more in the net, Hunter.
There's some more in the net.
Golly.
Throw some of those brim back. They're a little bit too big.
That is nice. Hey, you filled the net then.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, I think Shannon's got a good one. All right, hey, you got him up there to you yet?
Yeah,
I'm here. Oh, boy, that is a good one. That's how you fish on a 100-degree day. You just sit down in the water, shoulder high, and go fishing. Man, that's a dandy right there. That's all right. All right, now I got to get to fishing. All right, well, Hunter's catching creek chubs over here to use for bait. Shannon's already over here catching a bunch of smallmouth. I'm just going to get back in the boat and do me some fishing, all right? Come on, let's go see if I can catch a good one. I said Shannon's sporting the latest in fishing attire hat wear. The whole body block hat.
Oh, it is hard to film out here today when you're catching all these big fish. But I had to show you this one. Now look at that. That is a toad right there. Oh yeah. Boy, he fought it hard too in these rapids. Pretty fish. All right, got to get him off the hook and back in the water. That is a good one. Caught him on a creek chub, didn't he? Oh, that's a dandy. Yeah, that's a nice one right there.
Good one.
Ooh, that is a nice one. Good job.
Uh-oh. I think, Shannon, did you hang another one? The hat caught another. Oh, boy, that isn't bad, is it? The hat caught another fish. I'm telling you, it's Shannon's chartreuse-colored kayak along with his chartreuse-colored pole, and that hat has been catching the fish today. Well, we're back from our fishing trip day out there on the river today. Man, it was a day, it was so hot. It was a day to be one with the fish and be in the water. You know, we reeled in some pretty good sized smallmouth, and as Hunter was throwing out his cast net, I started thinking about Peter, James, and John out fishing with their own nets. You know, they'd been out the day before fishing for the entire night and hadn't pulled in anything. But then Jesus boarded their boat and told Peter where to go and where to cast his nets. And then Peter responded, much like I think probably we would have, and said, "Master, we worked hard all night last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." You know, can you hear the doubt in Peter's voice? But yet he still obeyed. And do you know what the result was? Their nets were so filled with fish that they started to tear. You know, he had to call for help from James and John in the boat that was next to him. They had so many fish, it filled both boats to the point they were about to sink. You know, left to their own skill, they could do nothing. But with Jesus, they brought in more than they could ask for or even imagine. Peter was so shocked and in awe of what God had done, he hit his knees and cried out for Jesus to forgive him for being sinful. You know, I love what Jesus said to him, though. He said, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." Jesus used this moment to teach them the great things they would do for His kingdom through the power of Christ. This was a defining moment for these men, and they were all in. You know, the scripture continues and says, as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. There is a lot in this life that we can chase after. Building our own businesses, our bigger houses, faster cars, making a name for ourselves, but all of that will leave your nets empty. When we make that choice to follow Christ, everything changes. Are you ready to do that? You know, we'd love to help you become a truly devoted follower of Christ. Simply go to follow.lifeword.org to learn more. Follow is our digital discipleship tool that will introduce you to Jesus Christ and what it looks like to follow Him every day. You can also check out our Spanish version. Go to follow.lifeword.org/Spanish to begin. If you like this video and want to see more, follow us on social media or check us out on lifeword.org. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors. And if it's as hot as it is today, I'll see you right out there in the water. See you next time.
Let's go over here by Shannon. I see, I'm still neck deep in the water. I see Shannon over there, he's shoulder deep in the water too. Shannon,
yeah.
Where are you at? There you are. I give you $2 for that hat. Huh? I give you $5 for that hat. No? I like that hat. I better put a cap on my head right now.